Hello and welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest news. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and with me is Helena Strathern, the markets editor for acrylic acid and acrylate esters. Helena's going to go through with us the view going into the second quarter for these markets. So, Helena, how's the market been so far this year?
Hi, Melissa. Well, the acrylic acid and acrylate esters market through most of the first quarter was a little bit on the slow side, which is not too surprising given the colder than expected and wetter than expected weather across much of Europe through that period. There was also quite a lot of low-priced butyl acrylate in the market as well. That was putting some downward pressure on pricing for butyl acrylate in particular. And otherwise, the market was quite well supplied on the long side, in fact.
Okay, so what does this mean for the supply and demand outlook going into the second quarter?
Well, the second quarter is not going to be as long as the first quarter. There are a couple of reasons for that. Firstly, there are some planned maintenances taking place in Europe. At Dow, we have an early April to end of May turnaround, which is quite a lengthy maintenance. Synthema had a partial turnaround from mid-April, which is due to finish any day now. And Gazprom has a five-week planned maintenance starting in May and finishing in the middle of June. These planned maintenances come at the same time as the market enters its healthiest demand period with ramped-up activity from the coatings and construction sectors. So demand is a little bit higher than it was in the first quarter. Spot availability in particular is less available than it was in the first quarter. But the majority of contractual volumes are expected to be met during this period. Having said all of this, there is also ongoing talk about potential problems, lingering supply problems at one or two producers, but this has not been confirmed. But that is particularly adding to a bit more supply pressure for BA and MA, or methyl acrylate.
So what do these factors mean for the pricing outlook for the second quarter?
Well, interesting question. So far, the most pronounced impact on pricing has been seen for butyl acrylate. Butyl acrylate pricing came down quite a bit in the first quarter because of those low price volumes entering Europe. Those prices have now rebounded. And they've come up to the level seen around about June last year. For the others, there is a bit of upward pressure, not least because of propylene being the key feedstock for the market and increases being seen for propylene. This higher feedstock cost, less spot availability and increased demand from the coating sector has put a bit of upward pressure on pricing. So the outlook in that sense is reasonably stable to firm across all of the esters.
Lovely. Well, Helena, thank you so much for taking the time to explain that to us. Please do tune into the next instalment of the ISIS Chemical Update podcast, or for all the latest news, please visit the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Melissa Bartlett.